Well, we have a couple of minutes. Let's look ahead to tonight's men's U.S. Open finals featuring Kei Nishikori from Japan and Marin Cilic of Croatia, as CBS executives put a fork in their eye. Tom Perrotta of The Wall Street Journal will be at Flushing Meadows tonight. And Tom, this might not be the big tune-in that, let's say, a Djokovic-Federer match might have been. This is such a surprise. But maybe on the other hand, because it's such a surprise, it will be a big tune-in.
I don't think it'll be a big tune-in, okay. unfortunately, but I think it'll be some really good tennis. And if people don't tune in, they'll miss some exciting things. I mean, this has sort of been the good and the bad of men's tennis, is we've had all these great players for years, and they're always in the final. It's been since 2005 that either Djokovic, Nadal, or Federer haven't been in a major final. That's a really long time. It's an unprecedented run in the history of men's tennis. And so finally, you've got some young players breaking through, but not a lot of people except really close watching fans know who they are.
Well, for those who maybe even missed it and maybe thinking, huh, I was getting bored with the regulars, who are these guys? Kei Nishikori and Marin Cilic, who pulled off this upset beating Djokovic and Federer.
They've been around for a while. Nishikori's 24, Cilic is 25. Nishikori's a really flashy player, tons of fun to watch, very fast. He's not very big, only around 5'10", but really hits hard on both sides of the court. Cilic is a very big player. He's 6'6", very big serve, but he's got very good strokes and mobility for a guy his size. There's a lot of contrast between these two guys, which is what I think could make the final kind of fun, because they play very different styles.
Okay, so that's happening tonight. Meanwhile, yesterday, Serena Williams won her 18th Grand Slam, joining only Martina Navratilova and Chris Evert in that tennis royalty. She also won her third U.S. Open in a row. It seemed like just a genuine, thrilling moment for her.
Thrilling moment for her. I don't think a lot of people realize how much pressure she felt to get to that number. She's 32 now. She'll be 33 very soon. When you're expected to win all the time, I think that really weighs down on you a lot. And she had played some really nervous matches at the Grand Slams this year. And finally, yesterday, she had a couple nervous moments, but she was more like herself and really hit through the ball when she needed to. And it's a big number. I mean, she's an all-time great player. Well, some people might argue she's the best ever, but she's right there with anybody.
You remind us, so even for Serena Williams, there is no given, as there wasn't for the men's big names, Djokovic, Federer, and now tonight we have Kei Nishikori and Marin Cilic facing off. By the way, does Las Vegas do the U.S. Open?
They do, and the odds on this were very low. If you pick this final, you are going on a nice vacation very soon.
Tom Perrotta of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.